morning that if we have Jesus, we have everything that we need. Amen. And because what matters most is going to be settled in the realm when we depart this and we head into eternity. Well, I'm going to touch on it. Brother Tony touched on it just momentarily in Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. Matthew chapter 25. God got up this morning, God dealing with my heart. Amen. And has dealt with my heart in previous weeks. And amen. Concerning this topic of which we preached on through the years. Amen. But I believe it is a grave need in this hour. Amen. Service. Being servants. Amen. Serving God. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14. Amen. We see, I was seeking God many years ago. Amen. And God dealt with me out of this passage of Scripture. Amen. About His kingdom. Amen. So in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14, we'll read. Amen. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord this morning. Remember those that are out sick. Amen. Believe God to minister to them. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Amen. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house on this side of eternity, to stand once more, sir, in this place, God, before you in fear and in trembling. May you minister this morning. May you, God, speak through, God, an earthen vessel. That's your will, that it may be done. That's, God, the words of God may be manifest and, God, brought forth. And that's your will, that it may find good ground, that it may bring forth an abundance, and Lord, that it may stir, that it may motivate, and that, Lord, that we may be truly of a truth your servants, that we may bring forth the will and the purpose of heaven, and that it may be our single desire, and Lord, our only desire to please you, to walk with you, and God, to be your servant of the truth. For there is nothing greater, sir, than in humankind that can be done than to be the servant of an almighty God. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and the praise and the honor. And everybody said amen. It's nothing more precious, amen, than to be the servant of God. Amen. I thought about when I was studying this morning. A friend of mine named Fletcher Tidwell, who had moved back. He was account manager for Johnson Controls and has moved back to Tennessee. His father, who I've seen passed away just this last week, he moved back there with him. He had ALS, amen, to help him in his last few weeks and months, and to be a comfort and strengthen. And I really appreciate that about a man who will give up a fairly high paying job to go. A quite high-paying job, matter of fact, to go and to help his father, amen, show the kind of raising, the kind of commitment, the kind of person that he was, amen. But he sent me a link a couple of years ago, so ago, about and it was a black man that was testifying about his dad. He talked about him as a simple cook, amen, and how that he had led him and the principles that he had in life and how they had influenced him. Amen. And he talked about his dad said, always carry a servant's towel, making sure it's a big one. Amen. And how that he had so influenced his life, and it had brought him through the very rough time when he had lost his wife to cancer. Amen. And how that his dad's simple mentality, amen, of being a servant and being punctual and being dedicated and all of those things had brought such an influence into his life. Amen. And you know, watching that with tears that'll flow down your face when that man's talking. Amen. How that he had found that life of commitment. Amen. And how that the Lord had been such a difference in his life. Amen to God. And I thought about this as God, amen, is after servants. Many years ago, amen, praying and fasting and seeking God about some things, and primarily about, amen, the works of God, amen, the power of God, amen, and the gifts of God, amen, God led me back to this scripture, amen, right here and showed me that God invested the whole of His kingdom to whom? Amen, not to big names. Amen, not to personalities. Amen, but to His servants. God gave everything to the servants of God. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm telling you that now. That, I know that message don't ring too well in modern Christianity. Amen. But if you want, amen, what heaven holds, you be God's servant. Amen. Then I thought about, amen, what Brother Clendenin said. I think I posted a line or so about it when Brother David wrote, I think, in the Brother David Talbert the last week or so. Amen. When everyone, others were standing telling about their ministry, and he stood to describe his briefly and said, amen, my ministry is to do the will of God wherever, amen, He sends me and whatever there is to do. Amen. And he sat down after that. Amen. So everybody went to clapping. Amen. I thought about how true that is. Amen. John the Baptist, when they went and hunted him up, amen, and said to him, who are you? Amen. And what did old Brother John say? He didn't say, oh, I'm John the Baptist, or I'm this, or I'm that. Amen. He said, I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. He said, that's all I am. I'm just a pair of vocal cords that God can use. Amen. And I'm simply all that there is. Everything else is God. Amen. I thought about what Brother Clendenin said about the old mentor that he had. Amen. When in a time in the, when he was beginning his ministry in the 50s. And amen. And so when there were a lot of what is so-called specialists out there, they specialized in healing ministry. They specialized in deliverance ministry. And that old brother said, don't you be a specialist. Amen. You just be the servant of God. Amen. And whatever God deems is needed, He'll pour it into your vessel and out of your vessel. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? That if we will allow God and be His servant, amen, when deliverance is needed, God will pour that in. Amen. When healing is needed, God will pour that in. Hello? Come on, God. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I got buckets at my house. Amen. They don't put anything in themselves. Let God sends rainwater and it rains in them. Amen. But whatever I need in that bucket, put in it. Amen. And that bucket serves as one thing. It serves as a vessel. Amen. The vessel to put in it what the Master, amen, desires and is needed. Amen. Come on. As needed according to what God knows. Hello. I want to tell you something. Thank God He will supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The simple answer is, will I just be a servant of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Will I just say, Lord, amen, whatever, whenever, wherever, as long, amen, or as short, amen, as you want, let me be your servant. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you what God will do. Amen. Whatever God sends you to do, amen, He'll pour into you that which is needed to get the job done. Amen. Never had God send me anywhere. Amen. It's been a few times. Thank God. Hey, God has finally found a way to use this wretch. Amen. And He sent me to pray for people. Amen. I always knew when God said, you go pray for somebody while I'm down praying. Amen. I can tell you when God does that, He'll endue you with a faith. Amen. Come on. He'll put in your life what you need. Amen. Look, I know we pray for people all the time, but there is a difference. Amen. When God, amen, puts that specially on you to go do that. Sometimes we just, amen, we do what comes natural. Amen. We should pray for, amen, the sick. We should pray for the people that are in need. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's times when God says, amen, you go do this. And you know when God says that, amen, those things that He is going, amen, to do something. Amen. Sometimes it's been while I've been down praying. Amen. One time, amen, I'm riding down the road. Amen. Brother Tommy Conger's in the car when we visited. Amen. And I rode by a man's house that had been sick. Amen. And as I rode by that house, amen, God spoke to me and said, turn around. Go back and pray for him. Amen. Went down the road, wheeled in, turned around, said, where are you headed? I'm headed back up to this house. Amen. God said, go pray for him. We went up and prayed for the man. God healed him. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. When God, amen, tells His servant something, amen, come on, Brother Joe. Amen. If we'll obey God, Amen. And I'm talking about begrudgingly. I'm talking about willingly, gladly, and joyously. Come on, Brother Joe. It's a pleasure to serve God. Come on with me. If it's not a pleasure to serve God, then you better fall in love with Him again, is all Brother Joe can tell you. Amen. If it gets worse than drudgery to serve God, amen, we need to pray through until we get what we need from God. Amen. Come on. There ain't nothing hard about, amen, about serving God, except that once you get past that old man. Hello. And when I say hard, I'm talking about, amen, nothing that, amen, that should be degrading unto us. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, the Lord of God, amen, I believe it was Raven Hill said, amen, when it gets to be a drudgery, amen, to do the will of God, amen, somewhere along the line, we've lost the love, amen, that we need for God. Come on with Brother Joe. Ain't no servant going to serve God, right? Except that we love God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why that first and great commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And then he says, secondly, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. My, that is the pattern of God. Amen. I know I'll get where I'm going. I'll get ahead of myself. If I ain't not careful, but that doesn't really matter. Amen. I want us to see, amen, that God, amen, delivered the whole of His kingdom, amen, into the hands of His servants. Amen. I want to, amen, out of those servants, one out of those three, amen, He found a bad apple. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I think Brother Joe, amen, don't mean to be a pessimist this morning, but I'm telling you, I think the ratio's a lot higher than that today. Hello? I thank God. I don't think God's got, if He gets one out of three, amen, He does good today. Come on with me. I don't mean to be hateful. Amen. But just honest. Amen. Come on with me this morning. But oh, listen, if you want God, amen, come on, amen, to bless you. When I say bless you, Brother Joe, I ain't talking about TBN style blessings. Amen. I'm talking about bless you with the things of heaven. Amen. Come on, because if God blesses you with the things of heaven, hell will open up the doors to blast you. Amen. That'll be all right. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said the blessing is always greater than the blasting. I believe Him. Amen to God. Hallelujah. But if you want God to endue you, if you want God to use you, amen, we got to have that heart of that servant. Amen. I remember many years ago, Brother Tony, I think, was pastoring over there outside of Century. Amen. And got me to come speak to the, amen, I was just beginning the ministry then, amen, or maybe I was preaching a year or so, amen, but come to speak to the men's fellowship, amen, they were having some cooking going on, and amen, and when I went, this is the message that God gave me. I think the first time I preached it, God sent me to preach on the service, to serve God, amen to God, hallelujah. Listen to Brother Joe, amen, there is no higher honor, amen, anywhere, amen, than to be called the servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Come on with me this morning. I said there's no more honor. Amen. If President Trump called this morning, amen, wanted somebody to serve him, amen, in some office or capacity, amen, I can tell you it can't even begin to hold a candle, amen, to be a servant of God. Hallelujah. I have a higher calling. Hello. Amen. We have a higher call. Amen. Than something of this world. That's why I tell them folks at work, the first thing I am, amen, is a Christian. Secondly, I'm a minister. Amen to God. Amen. First, you got to be a Christian before you can be the minister. I know this world may not believe that much today. Amen. But it's still the truth. Hello. Amen to God. And I said, then I am whatever else falls in line. Amen. If we don't have that mentality, we will never be the servant that God wants us to be. Amen. So here He called His servants and He gave them each and each. And look, He gave to every one of them. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That means that there's not a child of God that's a real child of God anywhere that God has not given something to do. Hello? No, God don't have a welfare plan. He don't have a loafer plan. Amen. God has got something for every servant to do. Amen. Come on. And listen, I got to be willing to meet with Him. I got to be willing to listen at Him. I got to be willing to commit to Him. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. What kind of master would give somebody something that was not committed to their cause? Amen. Listen, we say whatever we want in the lesson this morning. Amen. See that there be no other. Amen. That you all have the same mind. Amen. The same gospel, the same focus, the same thrust. If you don't have that, amen, and tell you, all you're doing is to be in a house divided against itself. God never, amen, enables, amen, those, amen, that are going to set a division against what He wants. But those who have the mind of Christ, amen, and have the heart that God, amen, has for humanity, we must have that same heart. Amen. Otherwise, God cannot do anything with me, and God will not endue you or I with anything, amen, except that we have passed that muster. Listen, I can tell you before, amen, before Rebecca, amen, has ever, amen, been endued, what happens to her? She's servant. Amen. Come on. She's willing to water those camels. Amen. God will make us pass. We will pass muster, or we will not be the servant of God. And I told a fellow yesterday, I said, I've run into a lot of these folks. Amen. These young preachers, they all want them a church. And amen. This and that and the other. Amen. I told them, some of them said, look, if you want to go with me on Saturday morning, I'll find you a pulpit. I said, now, there might be nobody there. Amen. And you. Amen. They might be calling you bad names. Amen. But believe you me, there's a need for some preaching going on there. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. Where? Amen. Brother Joe would like to ask. Amen. Are the folks that are willing just to be the servant of God. Amen. To go where God said go and do what God said do. Amen. You see, somebody's got to tell them folks. Amen. God told me that years ago. Amen. I said, them folks ain't coming to church. Matter of fact, He rotated that little scripture by me going to the highways and the hedges. Amen. And compel them to come in. You know what the church has done? They stay pretty much behind four walls. Amen. They stay locked up in this, and they have their own little ditty, their own little show. Amen to God. And the world out there is dying, going to hell, if you'll pardon the expression, in the handbasket, as the old saying goes. Amen to God. And while they are trying to stay in that little safe zone. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They forgot that scripture that said, if a man seek to save his life, he's going to lose it. Amen. But if he loses it for my sake, he'll find it unto everlasting life. Amen to God. I want to be a servant of God. Amen. I can tell you the highest praise amen, man can get, even though it may come from the devil's mouth. Amen. And I know that old devil was trying to, amen, trying to grease up Brother Wigglesworth. But he said, thou art the servant of the Most High God. Amen. He knew who he's dealing with anyway. Amen to God. He said, you can't, but he went, turned it right around, said, you can't cast me out. Amen. And Brother Wigglesworth told him, you hold your peace. Jesus can. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not here, amen, in my capacity, amen, devil. I'm here, amen. David, when he's come across the valley at Elah, and he's come across that brook, picked up them five smooth stones. Oh, Goliath is mad. Amen. Am I a dog that you sent a young man out here, amen, to try to fight me? Amen. He said, I'm going to beat his body, amen, to the fowls of the air. David said, you come at me with a spear and a sword. Amen. But look at here. I'm not coming at you that way. I'm coming in the name of the Lord of hosts, of the armies of Israel. I'm the servant of the Most High God. Amen. And this day, now, amen, He's going to deliver you into my hands. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Him that I did foreknow, I have predestinated. I have also, behold, sanctified. I have also glorified. I have justified, saith the Lord. I have made you available and ready. Behold, to them that will humble themselves under my hand, behold, shall I not send away empty-handed, but behold, with my charge, and behold, with my ability, and with my strength, for behold, I will not leave you comfortless, I will go with you and before you, saith the Lord, and I will deliver the enemy into thy hands, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, amen. I know the world looks at you. Come on. The world will look at you and say, man, we got you at a disadvantage. I said, you want to bank on that? Hey, amen. I don't feel like I'm at a disadvantage. Hello? Hey, amen. I may be outnumbered. Hey, amen. Come on. Hey, amen. David may have been outclassed in size, but I want to tell you, he wasn't disadvantaged. Hey, amen. Come on. You know, a lot of times we'll get that feeling of insuperiority because we get to look at itself and we forgot whose servant we are. Hey, amen. I remember a message many years ago. Hey, amen. That Jackie Parkinson preached. Never mind the dog. Beware of the owner. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you something. Amen. They might have, amen, old Goliath might have sneered at old David. Amen. But before it's through, it's his head. Amen. It's been taken off with his own sword. Amen. And David is holding up for the armies of Israel to see, amen, that the champion, amen, of the Philistines is no more. Amen. And it's not been by man, amen, that stood 12 foot tall. Amen. Or 14 foot tall, but it's been by a young lad, amen, whose head partly come to the shoulders, amen, of King Saul, amen, amen, he's ruddy in complexion, but he's God's servant, amen to God. I can tell you, God so bestowed upon him, amen, his power, the nations trembled, amen, kings fell before him. Why? Not because of what he does, amen, but who he is. Ah, hallelujah. About to feel like preaching. Woo. You see, God's work ain't never been done by, amen, the well-labeled according to humanity. The most, amen, most likely to succeed by man's standards. Matter of fact, if you study, amen, the kingdom of God has always been done by, amen, mostly by the folks that men of this world have counted out already before they ever got started. Amos said, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet. Amen. Come on. But the Lord took me. He said, but I was a herdsman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit, and the Lord took me as I followed the flock. Hello? Amen. Oh, Amos said, I ain't got no long list, amen, of accolades, amen, from my family. But I can tell you what, God took me. Amen. God picked me. Amen. God chose me. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, I sat in the car many years ago, amen, and I listened to James Dobson's program, and a little man, I can't even remember his name, it don't matter, amen, I can tell you, he blessed my soul, amen, he was bad health when he was young, he was crony, amen, nobody wanted him, he talked about when they chose the baseball teams, nobody wanted me on their team, amen, I'm the last person chose, and they had to get me because they just had to wind up with me. Amen. Otherwise, they didn't want me. But I read in that book, he said, amen, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Oh, glory. Said, I found somebody. Amen. Finally. Amen. Glory to God that chose me. Oh, hallelujah. He's got tears streaming. I can hear him as he's sobbing while and I'm telling you, God's a blessing. Listen. Amen. It will come to God. Amen. Lord, I want to be your servant. I ain't worthy of anything. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, through that humility, amen, God, amen, can pour in, amen, the wonders of heaven. We're missing that today. I heard, amen, I'm trying to remember who that preacher was. Amen. I listened to him many years ago. Amen. And he said a young child had got severe, had fallen deathly sick. Amen. He's talking about his dad. Amen. And he's talking about how that God wrought, amen, on simple individuals. Amen. His dad was a preacher, pastor. Amen. How that woman coming up to that house. Amen.
and said, I remember as it was yesterday, my dad come out them doors. He's talking in the Holy Ghost. Amen. While he's headed down that road to that woman. Amen. That baby's dead. Amen. That young child she's got. Amen. He said, Holy Ghost is all over him. He walks to that woman, takes that baby. Amen. Yeah, and prays for it. God raised up that young'un. Amen. I remember my grandmother. My dad in his foolish estate climbs up on the top of a 6-foot fence in the middle of catawba trees with, amen, with scuppernong vines running all through it with a bow tie chainsaw. Amen. He sawed half his nose off. Amen. Before he could get the chainsaw turned loose. Amen. He's coming down to the house. Blood's applying out. I don't know how grandma knew. Amen. She comes out that front door. Amen. Never seen her move so fast in my life. Amen. She sails down them steps all the while. Amen. She's speaking in another language. Amen. She walks to him, puts them hands on him. Oh, rebukes that blood. Whoa. Come on with me this morning. I'm talking about the servant of God. Shalom. Amen. It means something to be God's servant. You hear me? We're missing them. I said, we're missing them. Amen. We need more. We need many more. For the service of God. Amen. Hallelujah. For behold, those that will humble themselves, those that will acknowledge their inability, behold, and those that will love me with a love that is pure, saith the Lord, behold, I say unto thee that I will endue. Behold, they are my servants. They love me. They seek me. They desire what I desire. Their will is my will, saith the Lord. And behold, I will fill their hands with the riches from above, saith the Lord. Shandalama. Amen. Listen, gotta hurry. Amen. God endues with the things of heaven. Amen. The riches of God's grace are in the hands of His servants. Amen. I got probably more than I can possibly preach this morning. Amen. We all know what the servants, how that two of them, amen, put to usury. They done what God had told them. They gave them what had been given them. They put it to usury. In other words, they committed it to the work of God. God never gives us. A lot of times, many years ago, God was dealing with God about discernment. Amen. And God said to me, discernment is lacking because, amen, when I give discernment, I expect men or women, whoever my servants, to deal with that as I intended. Amen. Come on. Listen. When I said, why should one discern something if they're not going to do what I tell them to do with that discernment? Hello. Come on, Brother Joe. God's not a God of halfway, amen, partial work. God is a God of completeness. Amen. Listen, when God gives us discernment about something, He hasn't just given that to us, amen, to just sit down and say, well, I know something, you know, and put a little halo up on top of that head. No, sir. He's given us that knowledge for a reason. Amen. Come on. Amen. And if God does that, He means for that to be used according to... Now listen, if God gives knowledge, then it becomes my responsibility to say, Lord, now what do you want me to do with this? Hello? And if I don't do what God said, then why should I expect God to ever, amen, tell me anything else? Amen. Understand with Brother Joe, everything. God is not a God that just does things absent-mindedly. He's a God that has a plan and a purpose. He's not wishy-washy. Amen. He's not confused. Amen. He's not here today, gone tomorrow. Amen. He's got a plan. And if you and I want to be God's servant, amen, we're going to have to be that servant from start to finish. Amen. I had a fellow say, well, now I had to give to healing. I said, first thing is, amen, to get to healing never belongs to an individual. Amen. I said, it belongs to God. Hello? And I said, God endues you. I said, He'll tell you what, amen, where to go, when to do it, and how long to do it, and when to leave. Come on. Oh, I go down to that hospital and heal everybody. I said, amen, there you are. Amen. Headed down there to make yourself a name.
Listen, the Son of God passed that man that stood at the gate beautiful himself. He never healed him. Why? He never had direction from the Father. But there comes a time when Peter and John walks up to that man. It's time then. Come on, Brother Joe. You see, amen, that's the servant of God. The servants of God, not only do they have the power of God and the gifts of God, but they also are under orders from God. Amen. We do as God says. Amen. Brother Tony mentioned this morning that Paul wanted to go to Asia, but God forbid him. He held him back. There'd come a time later when God was going to release him to go further. Amen. To where he went, but it was God's time. Amen. You understand something, Brother Joe? God's not just in control of a little bit of the thing. God's going to be in control of the whole matter. Amen. If I'm God's servant, guess what? I won't go where God says, when God says. And when God says it's time to leave, we're going to have to be willing to leave. Hello? Let me just do a case in point. Amen. When God couldn't get some of the upper, amen, levels of the apostles to do something, he found an old boy. Amen. And then he sent him down there to Samaria. My. And when he got down to Samaria, God got to moving. God got to working in the city. Amen. And lo and behold, I mean, he got to having revival. And the Word of God says great joy. Amen. Sprung up in that place. But all of a sudden, in the middle of all of that, amen, he says, you need to get up and you need to leave this now. And you need to get out by the desert highway. Amen. Listen. Amen. I want Brother Joseph to tell us 99 folks out of 100 wouldn't have done that. He said, Lord, it can't be your will. I can't. I got to be hearing the wrong spirit, the wrong voice. Amen. Look at all that's going on here. Look at the wonderful things that are happening. Amen. But God's man, amen, poked it up and out to that desert highway he went. Amen. Come on. And old Philip rides out there to that desert highway. Come on. And he sees down there's an old Ethiopian eunuch riding along in that chariot. You hear me? We will not know until we arrive in heaven and have us a conversation of how much difference one man's obedience to God made in those days. Hello? This is he belongs to Queen Candace. Amen. So he's got high connections in the land of Ethiopia. I don't think maybe Philip understood all of that. Amen. He didn't have to. He didn't have to understand that. He had to understand one thing. God said, "Get out. You move on out to that desert highway." Amen. He sees him. God says, "Go join yourself to him." Amen. And he's run alongside. He hears that old eunuch. Amen. What's he doing? He's reading out of the book of Isaiah. Amen. And he says, "You, do you understand what you read?" Amen. He said, "How can I let somebody teach me?" Amen. He, up in that chair he went, and from that point the Word of God said, he preached Christ unto him. And as he's preaching Christ, he come to a little water hole in the desert, and he said, "Amen. Can any forbid, boy, amen, be baptized, be in this water here?" Amen. He said, "You believe?" He said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Off that chariot they go in that water. Oh, my God. Amen. He's the servant of God. Amen. He takes him down, baptizes him. When he comes up, old Philip, amen, disappears some 20 miles away. Old Philip shows up. Listen, I think somewhere around 20 miles, something like that. Don't matter if it's 20 or 200 with God or 2,000. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Being the servant of God. Amen. You see, throughout the whole of the book we call the Bible, throughout God's whole plan, God has done everything by one means. Or let me just put it this way, by a common means. His Spirit at work in His servants. Hello? Everywhere that God's worked, amen, as far as from the task to time of creation, amen, He has worked by His Spirit through men, women, boys, and girls. Listen, amen, the great need of this hour, amen, Lord, let me be your servant. Amen, I think about servants, and I think about an old man, amen, that I used to see walking, sometimes maybe riding an old bicycle. I thought about old Brother George Sullivan. Amen, if you come to Brother George's house, he's there. Amen, you didn't have to get very close to know that he was there because you could hear him praying through them old wood walls. He's walking and praying in that house. Amen. I watched him at a service in the church one time. They were singing. Amen. I mean, it was getting on it. And everybody was clapping, jumping, and shouting.
So after that, old Brother George stood up and went to preaching. It got quiet. Amen. A lot of those folks had just been hollering and hooping. Out the door they went. Amen. Somewhere along the line, nobody wanted to hear what that old servant of God had to say. But what he was telling them, amen, was more than somebody just clapping to a song. Amen. What he was telling them, amen, you better have something that'll make you clap to that song when ain't nothing going right. Amen. That you still got a song in your heart when the black of the midnight comes. Amen. And the devil's coming at you every way in the world. That you can still sing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You can sing what old Habakkuk said. There's no calves in the stall. Amen. The sheep, amen, are gone. Amen. The olive tree's not doing anything. Amen. It's all a big mess. But yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet. Glory to God.
Glory.
Behold the difference in the earth, saith the Lord, hath been brought about by my Spirit in operation through my servants. Behold, the greatest of my servants, the Lamb of God, gave his life, made it possible that men, women, boys and girls could once again be brought into the good graces of God, become the servants of God. And likewise, through the same Spirit, the same mind, the same heart, behold, and the same desire, set forth the service of God in the earth to minister as only God can minister. For behold, I say unto thee, I say even with more emphasis this day, saith the Lord, except God change men, they shall perish, saith the Lord. And behold, except there be an influence of those men, behold, they will not come to salvation. Though blessed is the, amen, those that bear the gospel and those that are the servants of God that bring to men the power and the knowledge and the demonstration of my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Here, Brother Joe, today, there is no higher honor. There is no greater work. Amen. There is no greater calling. Amen. There is no greater, amen, place to be than the servant of God. Amen. When God winds everything up, amen, I'm telling you, He's going to honor them servants. Men may look upon them. I think about that scripture many times. He says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. A lot of times men have measured with their measuring stick, but they hadn't measured with God's. I thought about old Brother Bounds. Went home to be with the Lord in, amen, January, I believe in just right after the turn of the century, 1913, somewhere along in there. Amen. But he said men measure churches with the wrong rod and the wrong stick. Amen. Where are they committed to God? Amen. You can have huge numbers, but if none are committed to God, it's empty, it's dead. Amen. Give me, amen. David had a few good men, some strong men, men that were committed, men that were trustworthy. I want to quickly go here this morning because I got to do this before I close, and I'm fixing to close. I want us to see something about God's servants. Amen. Servants must be trustworthy. Sound, must be humble men and women. Samson finally, amen, does his greatest work when he's humbled himself, and it's no longer Samson's will that matters anymore. It's just that God be pleased, God be served. In that hour, Samson has accomplished more than he has in all of his days. Amen. Listen, that humble servant of God, amen, Joseph, that meek, humble servant, amen. Yes, it took a long time for it to come to pass, but he held on to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew God had showed him something for a reason. I want to tell you something. If we'll walk with God, amen, God will give us a little insight to what he's after in our life. If we want to know, Amen. Lord, the words ring in my ears. Amen. And many times I've preached it. Many times I've mentioned it. Amen. And I'm talking when I'm witnessing to people, especially people who profess to be Christian and seem to have no real direction in their life. Amen. I said, listen, the Apostle Paul, amen, or Saul as he was called in that day, well, in his conversion, he hasn't been converted more than a few moments. And what does the Word of God say? Lord, what would Thou havest me to do? Amen. I'm your servant now, sir. And Brother Paul, amen, didn't just tell God he was a servant. He became such a servant for God down there in Damascus that they had to let the poor old boy down over a wall in a basket to keep him from killing him. He became the servant of God. Amen. Come on. Listen, if we'll be God's servant, we won't be anybody. Amen. We won't be the servant to this world. Amen. Yes, God has sent us to do what? To serve Him, but to serve mankind. How am I going to serve mankind? By serving God. Amen. You see, Jesus came. What did He come for? He came to obey the will of the Father. But He come why? Because mankind needed something that only He could provide. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. Amen. The world ain't going to provide no salvation for anyone. Amen. The President of this United States can't provide salvation. Amen. All the good do-gooders in the world can't do that. Amen. But God's people are here to be the servants of God and to lead lost humanity to someone who can change their life and make an eternal difference. The most blessed words that will ever fall on human ears will be, amen. Listen, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He didn't say good and faithful Lord. He said good and faithful servant. I was talking to somebody the other day. Jude, amen, who could boast to be the half-brother of Christ by earthly standards, never mentioned one thing about that. But what did he say? I'm the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. James, who likewise, amen, the lesser who could boast, but he never says that. I'm the servant. Amen. You see, God, amen, has said some things that mean a whole lot more. It means more to be the, amen, of the seed of Abraham by faith, amen, than it does to be the seed of something by men in this world. Amen. The reason that you and I are here today is because of God's servants. Hear me. I'm going to say that one more time. We are here today because of God's servants. Not belittling God at all. Amen. But God, listen, God's made a plan, and that plan works through servants. Just as we read that text this morning, He divided that kingdom amongst His servants. Amen. And God is still doing that today. Listen, Brother Joe's afraid that God's finding it very hard to find good and faithful servants. If you listen, and I'm trying to close here, if you listen to a lot of modern day preaching, it boils down to this. What can I get out of serving God rather than, amen, what can I? Behold, I say, I have ordained the pattern of service. For behold, the greatest service that has ever been done, saith the Lord, has been done by the Lamb of God, and that He laid down His life that men might have life. He became sin for humanity, that man through Him might become the righteousness of God. Behold, I say unto thee, to be my servant means that men must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Behold, but there will come a day, saith the Lord, in which I will exalt that which has been abased, and I will honor that which has been dishonored, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm closing. Father, I thank You. I thank You, Lord, for the servants. Lord, for opportunity to be a servant of the Most High God. Let us, God, with gladness, with joy, let us, God, with warmness of heart, God, with enthusiasm, God, with zeal and with fervor, let us serve You. God, for we have no greater calling than to be yours. Let us stand with whole hearts, God, and with our spirit, with all that is within us, serve you in the hour that you have given us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Would to God, listen, he said if one can put 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. Amen. I can tell you, we need plenty of the service of God. Amen. In this hour. I'm talking about no strings, no ifs, ands, or buts. Just let me serve you, Lord. Does it matter, amen, about anything else? Amen. God still takes care of the needs of that servant. Amen. But you and I must be willing, amen, to cast off all of self-will. Amen. Let me serve you, Lord. Oh, what an honor that it is. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, we apostles, we're the offscouring of all things. We're the refuse. Amen. My, because why? We've considered ourselves nothing. Amen. Nothing but the servants of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that we may serve in that capacity. Oh, hallelujah, that he may fill us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, sir. I think about that little boy. Amen. That's been saved out of the ghetto. He don't got no money. He's poor. His family's, amen, absolutely poverty-stricken. Amen. But he's taking up that offering. Amen. People are putting money in that plate. Amen. He has no money. But when he finishes that offering round, he sets that offering plate on the floor, steps into it, Lord, don't have any money, but I give myself to you. Amen. I give you me for whatever that's worth. I'll give you all of myself. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, if we'll give ourselves to him, oh, not take ourselves back, oh, he'll give us of himself. Ha, glory to God. Oh, he'll pour into us that which we cannot imagine. Amen. And out of us that which we can't comprehend. Hallelujah. My, I'm telling you, I've had God tell me in the past, and I still hold on to those things. You walk with me, be my servant. Amen. I'll do things that will astound you. Amen. Come on. I still believe he's the same God. I still believe he desires the same thing. I still know, amen, that he desires to work. Amen. My God, let us give him a vessel. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, but the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto men. Amen. Oh, in other words, the Apostle Paul said, everything we do, amen, it's worth anything, it's because God's poured it in and poured it out. Amen to God. I love, amen. What that great daily devotional said. Let us be broken bread and poured out wine. Amen to God. It will be that. I can tell you, God, amen, knows how to take them five, amen, and two small fishes and them five little bitty loaves of bread. Amen. Bless them and break them and feed a multitude. Amen. He's still in that work today. Amen to God. He can find, amen, something to work with. Amen. Let him find a servant. Amen. Oh, that is willing to be, Lord. I just want to be what you want me to be. Use me, sir, as you will. Amen to God. Whatever you give me to do, Lord, I'll be happy. Amen. I'll rejoice in that you give me something. Amen. And I'll commit it all to you. Amen. And I can tell you, it's by God's servants that he's turned the world upside down. Amen. And that he's delivered. And he's done things that the power and the might of this world can never have done. Amen. God can do more with a simple human being obedient to him than the world can do in 1,000,000 years. Amen. And do it in just a few small moments. Like that song, amen, about David. And said, in just a moment, he can touch you and everything will change. Amen. My. I want to tell you, hey, look at David and they see a ruddy little lad. God looks at him and he sees a servant. Amen. David's obedience as a servant came in handy later in life. I'm fixing to close. There had come a time when, amen, Saul is after him.
Amen. He's running, and his men are with him, and he comes to the house of God, and there he takes the shewbread to feed his men, and he says, "Do you have any weapons?" And he said, "I got a sword here, and ain't none like it in all the land." What sword was that, Brother Joe? It was a sword of Goliath. Amen. Laid up in the house of God. Shoot all of them. We'll be God's servant down the road. Amen. I want to tell you, God will have something for you and I. There won't be nothing like it in all the land. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer before we close the service this morning? Amen. Maybe the wife, maybe she'll get to come tonight. She told me this morning she may try to come this evening. She didn't know she'd caught something or not. So, amen. Pray for her. Amen. She's medication, and I think the medication and that LASIK stuff is making her blood pressure run like 90 over 40 something. And so that makes you feel like you kind of been hung out to dry. So, amen, just pray for her. We still trust in God. Never quit trusting God. God decides to give her a new vow for its time. Amen. I realize that we have a responsibility to know what we're supposed to do. But we also never quit trusting God. Amen. And I had a lady that I worked with. She's, I don't know, she's Methodist or what she is. Very nice lady. She's my boss's secretary. She said to me, Joe, said, what's your wife's name? I said, well, first name. I said, June. I said, pardon me, it's Mary, but we call her June. And she said, well, we're just going to pray. Said God still does miracles. And said, we're going to pray for a new valve. I said, well, I agree with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God I work with people that believe that God still does things. Amen. Believe you me, that's a blessing. I count it a high blessing. Amen. So, anybody else, let's stand across the house. Amen. Pray for, amen, our nation. And pray for the nation of Israel, because they're at a point where, believe you me, the decisions over there are going to make a lot of difference in the people that live in Israel. You get the wrong person over there, it's going to, and I know we're in the end times. I understand that. Amen. But the Word of God says we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We know what that is. It's not necessarily Netanyahu. It's the Lord coming to set things straight over there. Amen. But we need to pray for that nation and our nation and every nation across this earth and our communities and our friends. Amen. Brother Nathan, would you just miss us in a word?